Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, that's thethirdingredient.com. Check that out, too. Stacey Randall's here. Stacey's a great member of our Brain Trust. She's a certified productivity and a time efficiency coach. She knows a lot about sales, marketing, lead generation. She's a referral. We're going to start calling her the queen of referrals around here. Because she's been helping us with it so much. And a book, you got a book on referrals coming out before too long, right, Stacey?
Yes, it's called Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. You can get the audiobook now. And, of course, it's not the audiobook, excuse me, the ebook. And then, of course, it's on pre-sale. But it doesn't come out till October.
All right. And you're going to launch it on this show, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
I need your website.
October 16th. It is StaceyBrownRandall.com.
StaceyBrownRandall.com. All right, so check that out, folks. We've been talking about referrals. Referrals are the holy grail of lead generation. It doesn't get any better, folks. This is solid 24-karat gold, a referral, especially a true referral, a full-throated, you need to hire this person, don't mess with anybody else, referral. That's 24-karat. And so you've got some ideas on how to increase your referral sources. Stacey, tell us about it.
I do. And let me tell you, the foundation of these couple of steps to help increase the number of referral sources is built on the idea that you're never going to ask these referral sources for referrals. And because you're never going to ask, you have a better chance of them staying a referral source mm-hmm. for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Now, like we just talked about with the misconceptions, your list is fluid and it will change because people change and they change jobs and sell companies and their business goes in a different direction and they don't come across your ideal client.
Well, that's so the reason why you got to keep building. You got to keep creating these referrals, these sources.
You do.
You can never stop trying to get them.
Right. And you're not after hundreds and hundreds. I think that's another misconception is that you need hundreds and hundreds of them to be able to generate referrals. I mean, I have a couple of dozen strong referral sources and I generate over 100 referrals every year. And I have for multiple years now in a row, even my very first year in business when I was doing one-on-one coaching as a business and productivity coach. And so when you think about your referral sources, we have to do I always tell folks, step one is to actually identify and assess what you have now. That's a great place to start. And so it's really thinking about who are the clients who are currently referring you, and then who are also the centers of influence, which centers of influence are a small subset of your network. They don't do what you do, so there's no competitive overlap, but they're also not a client, but they do know what you do. They're very familiar with your business and how you help people. And so you've got your clients who refer you, and then you have your centers of influence who refer you, or they at least make business introductions to mm-hmm. other professionals for you, trying to help you grow your network. The first thing is to identify, do you have any of those people? Like, who are those people? And write them down. And then I always tell folks, you should also write down, when you're writing down the names of those clients and those centers of influence, also write down what they have in common to see if you can establish any types of patterns of clients or centers of influence that are more likely to refer you. So, and on my website, I actually have like a little 4-page guide that walks people through these four steps just to kind of make it easy for them to see this. But the first step is really identify and assess what you have. The second step is actually just some questions you need to answer. And I call it truth time because we have to get really clear on when you looked at your list of current referral sources, clients and COIs, were you surprised by who was on the list and who wasn't? Because a lot of times we do anecdotal evidence and remembering who we think are our referral sources. And then we actually look at the data, we're like, wow, I completely ignored that person, and they sent me four people over the last 2 years.
Or this person's MIA, and he's my brother.
Yes, absolutely. So you need to kind of decide. You have to look at, when you identify them, were you surprised by who was and who wasn't on the list? Then you need to figure out what are some things you can do now to start making better connections and strengthen the relationship with those that are on the list. And my online program, Growth by Referrals, kind of walks people how to do that. But this isn't complicated, right? I mean, it's figuring out, here are the people who refer you. How well are you taking care of them? I mean, that's the ideal question.
You got to love them up, don't you?
You do. You got to love them that. A little TLC, tender love and care. And then the third question is do you need more? I'm going to suspect most people at this phase would say yes. Even if they had, like, you know, 15 to 20 referral sources, they may say, yes, I'd like more. Mm-hmm. And so once you determine that you want more, then we move into step three. And step three is, it's how we're adding more clients as referral sources. And then step 3B is how we're adding more centers of influence as referral sources. And so it's really easy for the clients. You just need to think about who are the clients that run on your list in step one that you think should be or need to be. And you believe that they would be a good referral source, but they're just not referring you right now. So you need to write their names down. And then a lot of times you need to pull up a list of your clients so you can actually consider all your options and you're not just using your memory to remind you. But it's really just getting specific about, okay, who do I want to turn into a referral source? It's the same thing with our centers of influence. Who are people that you know in your network mm-hmm. that seem to be really well connected, that you really actually would love to have them refer you?
One of the things I want to make sure we get to, though, before we run out of time, folks, the best time to ask for a referral is when somebody compliments you on something you did. That's what I've always felt, Stacey. If somebody says, Jim, this you did a great job, thank you, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I've always said, well, you know, I really appreciate that. If you know anybody, you know, that otherwise you're, you know, it seems a little awkward. So that's one of my favorite ways of saying it. Stacey, I need your website, please.
It is StaceyBrownRandall.com.
And there's one more, folks, of those steps that you have to go to the website to find out about. So if she's got there. And the book, we'll be talking to her about the book soon. Stacey, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.